NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Secretary of State Colin Powell has died from complications of COVID-19. General Powell spent decades serving his country before his death today. Rory O'Neill reports.
General Powell started in the ROTC in college, followed by two tours of Vietnam where he was wounded twice. Rising through the ranks, he became President Reagan's last national security advisor, later chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under the first President Bush and during the first Gulf War. As Secretary of State to the second President Bush, Powell spoke to the UN about reports of chemical weapons that led to the second Iraq War.
Saddam Hussein and his regime will stop at nothing until something stops him.
Long-eyed as a presidential candidate, Powell never ran himself and more recently split with the Republican Party.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney released a statement this morning calling Powell a trailblazer and role model for so many. Cheney also noted Powell's long record of service to the U.S. He said it was unparalleled. On the events at the Capitol on January 6th, Powell says he couldn't believe what happened.
I've never seen anything or experienced anything like this in my many years of public service. Yesterday was a national disgrace, but we'll come through it. We know how to come through things like this.
Colin Powell was 84 years old. The trial of three men accused of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia is beginning. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, shared her thoughts as jurors are called to possibly hear the case.
Justice looks like all three defendants going to jail forever.
Jury selection is scheduled for today in the murder trial of Greg and Travis McMichael. They're the father and son who prosecutors say armed themselves and pursued the unarmed black man after spotting him jogging in their neighborhood. Also standing trial is William Roddy Bryan, a neighbor who took video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery at close range with a shotgun. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.